Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. Let's turn you up a little bit. Hello, dear listener. This is episode two, series one, remixed edition of the Pocket Radio Show. This is the introduction where I say hello and welcome, and no doubt there'll be some extra stuff at the end. Episode two, I can't remember who the guest was on episode two. Was it Mitch? Was it Mitch? I think it might have been Mitch. Episode one was the Pajama Men. Who was episode two? Well, you'll find out, and no doubt you'll let me know. I could listen to it, but really, I couldn't stand any more of that nonsense. I've just watched the most amazing episode of Jeremy Kyle. And in fact, I made the mistake of telling my wife I was watching Jeremy Kyle. She started tweeting that she's thinking of getting rid of our TV. No, no, no. Although, I've always thought that people without TVs are perverts. Last week, about 30 seconds, it crossed my mind that maybe we don't need our TV. And then I thought, yeah, but I like playing a bit of Xbox and watching films and stuff. But we don't really watch much TV. There are not many programmes on. But I watched The Apprentice, although it's a bit boring, this series, isn't it? A little bit dull. And most of the stuff I watch is on the internet. You know, Community, illegally downloaded pornography. I am joking, of course. But no, we can't get rid of the TV. It's a ridiculous idea. She called it our TV. I paid for it. It's mine. You just try and get rid of that and see what happens. Anyway, it was the maddest episode of Kyle ever with this woman who said that her ex had tried to kill her. And he looked like the sort. He did look, you know, devious and deviant. But then his mum said that she tried to beat her up. And then he said he hadn't done anything. And then the woman then threatened to thump the guy. It was like Kyle from Dimension 9. I do like Kyle. I mean, it's awful. It's an awful show. And he's of no fixed hairstyle. If you notice that, he's got different hairstyles. He's got two different hairstyles. He's got the side parting and the non-parting. And both of them sit very, very uncomfortably with me. They bring nothing to the party. What kind of party would it be where you bring Jeremy Kyle's hair to it? That would be odd. Speaking of hair, I watched a cracking film yesterday, The Divide. And the reason I say that is because it's about a nuclear bombs going off and stuff. And then there's a scene where you see some hair falling out. But very dark, very somber. I used to not like films where things weren't answered, where there were lots of vagaries. But now as I get older, I quite like films where things aren't answered. And there was lots in The Divide that wasn't answered. Like, who were those people in the white suits? What were they doing with the children? Why was there a war? I also watched, what's the film with the man in it? You know, Take Shelter? Is that it? Take Shelter. It's about a man becoming mentally unwell. And is he becoming mentally unwell, or is he predicting the end of the world? It turns out I totally misunderstood the ending. I took it literally, and someone went, well, no, you're not meant to take it literally. It's just another facet of his illness coming through. But this time, because he has the support of his wife and family, he's able to get through it. I hope spoiler alert. Of what has just happened there. So apologies for that. This isn't quite going as I'd expected it to go. Anyway, this is episode two of the Pocket Radio Show. As always, with these remixed editions that you have purchased, and may God bless you for doing so, there will be extra stuff. The extra stuff isn't just this bit at the start of me rambling on like a knob. There'll be extra stuff at the end. So, you know, enjoy. Listen, the show still hadn't quite found its stride by now. I think episode three is where it really kicks up a pace. The best episodes are episodes 7 and episodes 9. And the episode with the Matt Allwright interview, just because of the Matt Allwright interview, which I think is 10. But yeah, so skip the rest. Just get those. No, don't. Listen to them all, please. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, dear listener. Ian Lee here. Thank you for downloading episode 2 of the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. And a big thank you to everyone who downloaded episode 1. I'm genuinely surprised and touched. I thought this was going to be a tiny little project that I'd be doing in my I'll be doing in a friend's luxurious recording studio in Soho that maybe, I don't know, 1,000 or 2,000 people would download. Instead, I've become the internet sensation. I was number one on iTunes for 3 days, and thousands have downloaded. So I'm genuinely touched and humbled, and thank you to everybody who has supported this podcast, not only by downloading it. Today's show is the first show that's got advertising. We are sponsored by balconyshirts.co.uk. You can also go to my website, and they've made the t-shirts that are on my website. No discount for those, I'm afraid. They are not included in the discount promo offer. But thank you to balconyshirts.co.uk for taking a chance on us and putting an advert. If you want to advertise on the show or sponsor the show, ian@ianlee.com. Coming up, we've got your phone calls. We've got Mitch Benn, special guest. We've got Showbiz Reporter, only because the show would be a bit short if I didn't put that bit in. And your audio booze. But I thought we'd start off with some of your phone calls. Hello, line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hi,
who's this?
This is Amazon from Woodford, the Uber Castle Kids correspondent. I'm not kidding anymore, and I've got my own car.
Okay, let's go to line 2. 2, you're on the internet.
Ian Lee.
Hello, who's this?
It's Aaron, you alright?
I'm alright, Aaron, how are you?
Yeah, not bad, just making a pizza, but I want to make it into the Ian Lee pizza. What toppings do I need?
My little boy drew a picture of a pizza the other day, and when I asked him what was on there, he said peas, bananas, and an orange.
Let me see. Chef, peas, banana, and orange. Nice one.
Beautiful. Well, there we go. That's an interesting start to the phone-in part of the show. The way this works is you can Skype me, Pocket Radio Show, or you can dial 020-3286-1483. You can dial that from any landline or mobile or whatever it is these days. 020-3286-1483. Or you can Skype Pocket Radio Show. That's how it works. I post the topics on Twitter at Ian Lee or on the Facebook page, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial. Hello, line 6. You're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hey, it's Billy Hayes.
Billy Haynes. Haynes or Hayes?
Hayes,
H-A-Y-E-S. Billy, H-A-Y-E-S. What can I do for you, Billy?
I'm just finding up to speak about overrated dead rock stars.
Yeah, it was Kurt Cobain's birthday the other day. He would have been 45, I think.
Yeah.
I was watching a documentary about him. He was rubbish, yeah. Really, wasn't he?
You were talking to the wrong person about that. I mean, that was my era, so, you know, I was 15, 16, impressionable, and he was one of my heroes. But one absolutely overrated dead rock star is Jim Morrison.
Oh man, the Lizard King. He was awful. Let's be honest. He died. I think he was 27. He died fat and drunk in a bath. Yeah. The only good songs the Doors did were the pop songs that Doors fans don't like. So "Touch Me" is a brilliant song, but it's like a little bouncy pop song.
And "People Are Strange." I think that's an amazing song.
That's it. Those are the two good "Riders on the Storm." Oh, mate, get lost, for God's sakes. The end. It's just pretentious. What it is it sixth form poetry put to really crappy blues music.
That's exactly what it is.
There's someone I'm not sure about.
Go on.
Where do you stand on Elvis Presley?
Well, the problem is all of my heroes, most of my heroes, quote Elvis as being a massive influence, i.e. Lennon and McCartney and various sort of rock stars from that sort of era.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's not my cup of tea, but I understand his position. The fact of the matter is he didn't write his own song. He was basically a Cheryl Cole of our time, or a, you know, sort of thing.
Hang on a second. Elvis Presley was a Cheryl Cole of our time.
Well, somebody who's, I mean, he played a bit of guitar, he had a decent voice, but what I'm trying to say is that he just wrote other people, he played other people's songs, so that kind of...
I know what you mean. I don't like 50s Elvis, I think it's horrible. I can't stand 60s Elvis, but from 68 to about 73, he did some cracking tunes.
He did.
Five years of his entire career, there were some cracking songs.
Well, I'll tell you, that video, have you seen the video of him doing Suspicious Mind live when he's wearing the white jumpsuit?
Yeah, it's wicked, isn't it?
The band, I mean, that bass player is absolutely having it. I mean, that's an amazing performance.
The whole band is awesome, his backing singers and everything. Now, you mentioned Lennon. I was thinking about Lennon, because obviously the Beatles are one of the greatest rock and roll bands of all time. There's no shadow of a doubt.
Yeah.
I'm going to tread carefully.
I'm getting nervous now.
And I love Lennon, and I think he's great, but four good solo songs...
Oh, I don't know.
Imagine is rubbish. We'll agree with that, won't we?
Yeah.
Rubbish. Nobody Loves You When You're Down and Out.
Yeah.
Good song.
That's not a Lennon song, though.
Who wrote that, then?
That is a proper old blues song, because Clapton did that. He did that with Derek and the Dominoes. That's like a...
Really?
It's an old classic.
Well, then there you go. Then there's only three good solo Lennon songs.
Yeah.
Let me try and think of... I'm struggling. You can write off the whole rock and roll album. That's complete and utter tosh.
Yeah. Well, what about songs like Mother?
Come on, keep your angst to yourself, Lennon. We don't need to know about it. Listen, great. Thank you for the call. I'm going to move on because we've got other calls coming through. Let's go to line six. Six, you're live on the internet. Who's this? Nearly said the old line there.
Oh, hello, Ian.
What's going on there?
Just a moment.
Okay.
Just got to turn my speakers down.
There we go. We can hear you. That's it.
Oh, good evening, Ian Lee.
Good evening. Who is this?
Mike Cullen from Newcastle upon Tyne.
Mike Cullen. Is that you I can see in your picture?
Sadly,
oh,
yes.
Oh, look at you. You look tired.
Oh, thanks. I look like a radio presenter because that's what I am.
Oh, really? Well, I look like I used to be a radio presenter because that's what I was.
I still want to do it, but nobody will take me on, Ian, and it's just not fair.
Michael, listen. If nobody will take me on, right, and I've won a Sony Award, right, what chance do you stand?
Every chance. I just haven't got the right demo out.
There we go. Yeah. Well, have you... now, okay, you haven't got the right demo, or...
I'm just not good enough. Do you think I've got a voice for a good radio presenter?
I think you have got a cracking voice for a radio presenter.
Thank you.
But what kind of radio presenting do you want to do?
Anything to do with capital...
See, now there you go. You've chosen the station.
I've chosen the station, but I'm not fussy.
Right. But so you want to play bland music? You want to play bland music?
Well, I'm not into the sort of today's chart as such, but I would love to play any kind of music that I could. But do you know what it is? I would just love to have a go just on FM radio, just to see how I would get on.
Yeah.
And then we would take things from there, and then, you know, but I've never had a chance to get on there yet, but, you know.
It's interesting you said you want to play the kind of music you want to play, because no one is on radio is allowed to play the music they want to play.
Mm-hmm.
No one, apart from Danny Baker, is the only person who's allowed to go in and go, right, I'm going to play what I want to play. Absolute, I was told what to play. I would sneak in a song every now and then.
Definitely.
But, it's selected by a computer for you.
It is, and what system did they use at Absolute? Did they use RCS?
Oh, man, now I don't know. I would just go in and talk to idiots for a little bit and twiddle knobs. I have no idea what they'd use.
Well, you're talking to a complete idiot at the moment, aren't you?
Exactly. Listen, Mike, thank you. I'm going to move on because we've got other calls coming in. Okay. Hello, Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this? Who? What? You're breaking up.
Oh, can you hear? Oh, hang on. Oh. That's because I'm sitting up. Hang on.
Don't sit up. Do the other one. What's the other one? Line 3, yes.
Yes.
Is this Kate?
It is Kate.
Hey, yes. Kate, how are you doing? You're right.
I'm absolutely fine. How are you?
I'm sitting in my I'll cut that bit out. I'm sitting in my luxury recording studio in Soho, in the heart of London, supping on a nice cup of rooibos tea. I'm doing all right. I was number one in the charts for three days.
How amazing was that?
That was awesome.
My son was devastated.
Why?
That I'd announced to the whole of iTunes of the world that his goldfish used to be called Charlie and Lola.
Exactly. Thousands of people are now laughing at your son's goldfish, your son's dead goldfish.
Yeah.
Isn't that awful?
He was only three, so...
Exactly. Loser. I'm not saying your son's a loser. I'm saying all three-year-olds are losers. No, hang on. That's even worse.
Slightly worse.
James Corden, hero or villain?
Oh.
Oh. There was a sigh there, as though you were tired of him.
Well, it's a little bit. He's a bit overdone, isn't he?
The thing is, I met him years ago, and he won't remember this. I met him because I was going out with someone who sort of knew him, and we went and saw him in History Boys, which is a play he did on the South Bank. And I thought he was all right in it, and I sort of said hello to him afterwards, and it was, you know, very, very nice and stuff like that. And then I was one of those people that kind of thought, oh, and enough with the Corden already. He's rubbish, he's overrated, he's... But as time goes on, I'm warming to him.
Really?
He seems like a nice lad.
He does. He did that football thing, didn't he? He's done lots of football things. He did a really annoying TV programme.
The sports quiz.
Is that what it was? I don't know. But no, there was like a World Cup. I don't know. There was some big football tournament.
Oh, he did do a thing. He also did a sports quiz on Sky, right? And me and a load of other comedians were... a load of other people. I don't call myself a comedian anymore. We were invited to go to the studio for like the day before they started rehearsing to do like a studio run-through, right? And we were told, if you're really good in the studio run-through, you'll get to come on the show as a guest. And we're thinking, this is awesome. It's a big show. Well, you know, we'll pull out all the stops. And so we had a whole day at Sky, and we wrote all our gags, and we had all these little bits and pieces. And then we sat down in the studios, and instead of even it being us, they stuck on a sticker saying I was Freddie Flintoff. And I was thinking, this doesn't bode well. And then we started the game, and we were given our funny jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
And you could see the floor manager holding his ears as the director was speaking to him. And he came to us, he said, yeah, guys, can we don't need any of the funnies. We just want to do the top and tail, the start and the end of the thing. So basically, they could have got hired monkeys in there to sit in there. There was no chance of us getting paid work from it. It was awful. It was one of many humiliating moments I've had in my career.
That's quite sad.
Yeah, but I was number one for 3 days. Come on!
Which is brilliant. Oh. Which I'm sure the goldfish had everything to do with.
Yeah, it was your goldfish story, Kate.
It's Charlie and Lola, saying, absolutely. Yeah.
I've been getting tweets and emails saying that goldfish story broke my heart.
I'm not surprised.
It is overrated dead rock stars. I bet you're a fan of Lennon, aren't you? I'm a big fan of the Beatles, but I kind of think Lennon's solo stuff, I was going to say there were five good Lennon solo songs, and then it turns out he didn't even write one of those.
And that's not good.
No, so no, I'm not convinced.
He's a little bit overrated, Elvis Presley.
Well, again, overrated. Elvis Presley, 50s rubbish, 60s rubbish. There is a period between 1968 and 1973 when he did a load of really, really good songs.
I don't think I've ever heard any of them.
Okay, right. This is what I'm going to do for you and for the other dear listeners. I'm going to make up a Spotify playlist of the five best Elvis Presley songs from 68 to 73. Okay?
Brilliant.
And I will put the link up when I release this podcast, and it'll be on my website, ianlee.com. There will be a Spotify playlist of the five best Elvis Presley songs, and I guarantee they are all fantastic.
I look forward to hearing them.
Okay, it's going
to
happen. Thank you very much for that. More of your phone calls later on, and that playlist is on ianlee.com. Go to ianlee.com, go to the Pocket Radio Show page, and you'll see the link for the Spotify playlist there. I have picked five awesome Elvis Presley songs. You're listening to episode 2 of the Ian Lee Pocket Radio Show. If you want to get in touch at any point and let me know what you think about it, or send me some cash, ian@ianlee.com. And today's show is sponsored by balconyshirts.co.uk, who do some awesome t-shirts. There's a discount for listeners to this show. That's coming up a bit later on. Mitch Benn is a comedian, he's a songwriter, and he's a damn nice chap. If you want to find out more about the comedian, www.mitchben.com. He was kind enough to meet me for a coffee the other day, and this is what he had to say. I'm in Cafe Nero with Mitch Benn.
Yeah.
Which is weird, Mitch, because we worked together.
Before the war, wasn't it?
When was that Edinburgh we did? Was it
1998? How old do you feel now?
Jeez, man, that's 14 years ago. Bloody hell! That's I forgot to bring your present, and I will send it to you. I found three bootleg Beatles T-shirts.
I think I've still got one somewhere. I think it's okay. I've still got one somewhere. That was 1998. Yeah, it is weird though. That year in particular feels quite fresh in the mind. It's only when you actually add the numbers together you realise just how long ago it was. It feels quite
the late 80s still seem close to me, but then you do the maths.
Oh, mate, it's because I'm still doing student gigs. You know what I mean? I'm still doing uni gigs every now and then. When I started doing uni gigs, I was like, what, 24?
Yeah.
I'm 42 now.
Jesus.
You know, I'm their parents' age, you know, and it's, and the weird thing is, you know, it's extraordinary like, I can have, you know, talking to the students afterwards, these are people I can have a very grown-up conversation with who have literally no memory of no internet. They don't remember no internet.
That's terrifying. You know,
for them, internet is like the TV for us. It's like it's gotten more complicated, but it's always been there.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I first started tinkering around on the net, what, like 95, 96? This one would have been two.
The show we were doing, for those who don't know, it was me, you, Mackenzie Crook, Zerrin Gibson, kind of sort of squashed together to do a sketch show that got like 4 or 5 star reviews.
It was really weird. It kind of flamed out, didn't it?
Yeah. What are you doing now, Mitch? Because you're always... The Now Show started again.
Now Show started again last week, and we'll run until... end of March.
That's been going forever, hasn't it?
It's been going since... I've been in it since 99. I started it just after you and I were working again.
Really? Okay.
I remember you and I having a conversation.
Uh-oh.
Just
I don't
at the
remember
end
it.
Of that, no, just at the end of that fringe.
Yeah.
Because you were going off to do the pilot run of the 10
o'clock. Pilot run of the 11 o'clock show. Yeah, was happening that year, yeah.
The 11 o'clock show. You weren't the chair yet, but no. You were doing VTs.
Yeah.
You were doing, like, reportage. And I was about to present this talk show on the paranormal on very nearly digital. It's the only bit of presenting I've ever done. It's a thing called Out There, which was subsequently the name of a show on Channel 5 with Emily Booth showing clips from Troma movies in her pants. It was nothing to do with that.
Were you in your pants at all?
No, I was not.
Okay.
I was in a sort of beige sports coat, as I remember. But but the thing was, I was off to go present this, and I went for about 6 years to go together. And I remember, I think... you borrowed a tenner from me or something. And we were sitting in the kitchen in this flat we were running in there. And he said, have you got a tenner? And I went, yeah, here you go. And you said, fine, I'll be able to pay it back when my TV show starts. And I said, don't worry about it, mate. My TV show starts in 2 weeks. And we just looked at this like, oh, what a pair of wankers.
I did waltz around that Edinburgh as though I were cock of the north. Although I lost my voice. Do you know, I lost my voice for 2 weeks.
Really badly.
Completely gone.
I remember we had to recast a bunch of it, didn't we?
Yeah. I had to cancel Mackenzie's show completely.
That's right.
And I had to do the sketch. We cancelled a few of the sketch shows, and then you all kind of went, you're going to have to be in it, but just not say anything.
We had to sort of recast it so that I got all the big dialogue people. But it was only for a couple of days. Everybody loses their voice at Edinburgh.
What's the band?
The band is Mitch Benn and the Distractions, which has existed in one form or another since 2003.
Yeah.
It's stabilising its current form in about 2007. It's myself, a woman called Kirsty Newton, who plays bass and keyboards and sings sometimes all at the same time. And a guy called Ivan Shepherd, who we've got playing the drums, but can play everything. So we occasionally exploit that. This tour is kind of fragmented across last year and this year. We toured for the whole of November, then we had December and January off, and now we're touring again, and it sort of staggers until the end of May.
And is it comedy songs, or is it proper rock songs?
Yes and yes.
Okay.
It's comedy songs, but it's a proper rock band, and we cover pretty much every imaginable musical genre, you know.
Yeah.
Part of the idea is just almost gratuitous diversity, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Over the course of the show. And we do 2 hours, you know, we do the whole night, we do an interval.
You can't have that as a selling point. There's a break in the middle if you're not enjoying it.
There's a thing I do in the interval, which is I get ideas at the end of part one and write something over the interval. And
I've seen you do this, man.
Yeah, because you came to one of our club nights.
I came to one of your nights, yeah, which is that's still going, is it?
Oh, yeah. So the next one's March 6th. That's my other ongoing concern, which is the band and I run a thing called the Distraction Club.
Which is a cracking night.
It's a great night. We've had some great... That's been running nearly a year. Started in April. So the next one in March will be the 12th one.
Do you never get frustrated doing comedy songs? Do you never think, oh, I wish I was a rock star?
I guess. I mean, I've occasionally been described in the press as a frustrated rock star, which I slightly take objection to, because that suggests I sort of put some effort into it at some point. You know, that kind of suggests I tried and failed, and I never really did. I mean, I was in bands and stuff when I was at uni and a bit thereafter, but nothing that I ever really pursued.
So you've got the tour. How long is the tour going? Where's it going? What's the plan?
Tour will go up until the end of May. Hang on, let's see.
Oh, look, he's getting out a phone. He's looking.
I remember that this week we're in Aldershot on Wednesday. Hang about. No, we're in Aldershot on Wednesday, and we're the weekend I'm not touring. I'm just doing the store on my own. I'm doing the comedy store on my own.
We'll put all the links on the website as well.
There will be other comedians, but you know, it's not me and the band. I know we're off down into the West Country for a whole week. We're off down doing like Penzance at the beginning of May. And
beautiful. Penzance in May. That'd be gorgeous.
I know. I should do some surfing. It's one thing I've never done.
Have you got any more CDs coming out? You should get...
The new album comes out next month. I've got it already. I'm flogging it at the gigs, but it's a commercial release. I think it's March the 5th. It's called Breaking Strings. It's got pictures of my little girls on the cover, which is quite nice.
Oh, softy.
Well, also, because it's kind of a slightly more grown-up band thing to do, is not necessarily have a photo of you on the cover.
Yep.
You know the way proper bands don't really necessarily have photos of them on the cover. Have photos of them on the inside gatefold, but not necessarily on the cover.
Yep. So, listen, Mitch, it's lovely to see you.
Lovely to see you, mate.
What are the chances of us getting the bootleg Beatles back together one more time?
I haven't seen Hiding the Hair of Zarin for a long time, but I bet I could track him down if I tried. The real trick's going to be getting Crook back, let's be honest. The real trick is going to be getting Johnny Depp's sidekick, Kenzie Crook, back.
You mean
the
movie star? We could get £100,000 somewhere, couldn't we? Surely we could raise that.
Have you seen much of him?
He lives around the corner from me. Yeah,
I haven't seen him. He came to a gig I did in Hampstead a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was the last time I saw him.
Mitch, lovely to see you. Best of luck with the tour.
Mate.
Ta-ta.
Bye-bye.
We're balconyshirts.co.uk. Put a little spunk in your wardrobe today. T-shirts, hoodies, wallets, watches and more. We're your ironic retro online superstore.
Balconyshirts.co.uk. For 20% off everything, use promo code POCKETRADIO.
We're going live now to our showbiz expert. Yeah, got a showbiz expert on the podcast. It's Alicia Roche. Hey, Alicia.
Oh, hello there. How are you?
You sound a little bit surprised to hear me, considering we planned this.
Well, the thing is, I think we planned it in London, and now I'm in Edinburgh, having a bit of a boozy weekend with some friends. I've actually had to step out of a meal in a restaurant to come out into the cold. Edinburgh's quite cold. So I've come out into the cold just especially to speak to you.
Okay.
Can we keep it short? I want to get back inside and finish my dessert. I think I've got coffee sat there. It's getting cold.
Yeah. All right. We'll keep it short. But we had arranged to do it at this time. So, you know, kind of irrelevant that you've got dinner. So, first of all, before we get the showbiz gossip, give us your showbiz credentials. Who the hell are you?
Well, I'm the showbiz editor of the Daily Express newspaper.
Okay, I've heard of that.
And then before I was a showbiz reporter, I was a chef, and I trained with Jamie Oliver, who's a celebrity.
He's a celebrity,
so it's
yes.
There's always been a celebrity link in my life because of that. So it's like, when I was a chef, I worked for a celebrity chef.
Yep.
I cooked for celebrities.
What celebrities did you cook for? Bet you got some funny stories about that, haven't you?
I cooked for Tony and Cherie Blair, and they were very busy, and Cherie had a great big smile on her face.
I think she does anyway. That's how she looks.
I think that's the way she looks.
What did they eat, Alicia? That's what we're all asking.
They had, fresh pasta, and then Cherie ordered a chocolate tart for pudding, but then because he was all important at the time, you know, they had to go off to some government important meeting. They said, God knows, they probably just, you know, yes. God knows where they were going, but she ordered the chocolate pudding, so I made it all nicely for her, and then she was like, oh no, she came to the kitchen and said, we've got to go, I'm not going to have my pudding, can you put it in a little box for me?
And I looked down and...
I didn't have a little box, but what I did have was lots of aluminium foil.
Yes.
So I fashioned for her an aluminium foil handbag with a little handle.
This story's actually going on a lot longer than I thought it would, and it's not quite gone.
No, but she loved it. She loved the handbag. She went away swinging this little handbag with the chocolate brownie inside.
Did they leave a tip?
No.
Okay. So, moving back to the current days, what's happening in the... Bearing in mind, I don't know anything about showbiz, and if I'm honest, Alicia, I don't actually have that much interest in there. But as you probably know, this podcast has been at number one in the iTunes chart for 3 days, and I'm kind of thinking that to keep people interested, people like show business, right? The Heat magazine sells loads.
Yeah, they do. They love it.
The Express sells loads. So I'm kind of thinking, let's do some... Give me some showbiz facts. What's been happening in the world of showbiz, Alicia?
Well, at this time of year, Ian, it's what we call award season. So we've had, Golden Globes.
Can I stop you there? Don't talk
to me. We've had BAFTAs.
Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
So you asked. So I'm just telling you.
Okay.
I've left a meal to do this. So, you know, just bear with me. My pudding's getting cold. It's award season, and so we just had the Brits the other night. I was at the Brits.
Yes.
and then it's the Oscars coming up. Okay. We've had the BAFTAs.
Yeah. Listen, I could just sit here and say what has happened and what is happening soon, but give us some gossip.
Okay, well, I was at the Brits. I was at a table, and next to my table was Boy George's table.
Okay,
and then the table behind me was Katie Melua's table.
Yes.
She was, like, flashing her engagement ring at everyone, very happy with her boyfriend. Okay. And then two tables away was Adele, and she was sat with Alan Carr, and they were having a right good time.
Okay, again, Alicia, again, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You're just saying famous people's names.
But they were there. I was sat there looking at them all, doing all this stuff.
But they weren't doing anything, though. You're just saying people's names. I could say people's names.
I can't tell you any, like, dodgy gossip. I can tell you, like, for example...
Well, then what are you on here for?
When Blur got up to play...
Yes, go on, yes.
Alona Faith and Florence Welch went absolutely mental, and they were jumping around, dancing to Blur. They knew all the words. They were screaming and dancing, and, you know, they were having a good time. Lots of the other celebrities were just sat there kind of watching and clapping and cheering politely, but they were really having a good time. Alan Carr was jumping around like a lunatic.
Okay.
They were all bouncing around.
This is really why I'm not interested in show business. One of the things we're discussing on the phone-in part of the show is James Corden, hero or villain.
Oh, yeah, he was there. He was there. He was hosting it.
Yeah, I know he was there.
Yeah.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Was he a hero or was he a villain for cutting Adele off?
Well, I think it wasn't his fault. I think he got told to cut her off. Because he went on stage, didn't he, and he said, I can't believe I'm doing this. Oh, I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm actually doing this.
I know, that was on telly. That bit was on telly. I know.
Yeah.
You're not.
So I don't think. I think someone in his earpiece, some producer or somebody said to him, get in there, cut her off. And he just followed instructions.
Well, listen, Alicia, I'll be honest. Very, very disappointing. And this will only stay in the podcast if I'm 6 minutes short.
Okay.
Could you? I mean, is it worth.
I'm going to get back to my pudding. I took time out from a dinner with friends. I'm just going to go back and have my pudding and my coffee now.
Disappointing, to say the least. If you want to follow Alicia on Twitter, she's at Alicia_Roche, ELISA_ROCHE. And I suggest you go on there and harangue her for being so poor. You can ask her showbiz questions. Maybe that's the way to do it. Follow her on Twitter and ask her showbiz questions that she can answer on the podcast. Back to your phone calls. It looks like we're going to be recording these phone-in sessions Friday nights at 8 o'clock, between 8 and 9. To get the latest on when that's going to be, do follow me on Twitter. I'm at Ian Lee, IAINLEE. Or also sign up to my Facebook page, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial. And don't forget to keep popping back to IanLeeOfficial.com for updates and all the things I'm doing, including hosting Clip Joint on Sunday, the 18th of March, with Dougie Anderson and special guest Josie Long. If you've never been before, it's a fantastic night. It's at the Prince Charles Cinema. We show just lots of really odd and obscure and weird clips of things that we think you deserve to see. And you can get tickets from tinyurl.com/clip-tix-february. I know it's in March, but I'm not bothered to update the thing. How lazy is that? Clip Joint, March the 18th. Me, Dougie Anderson, Josie Long. Here comes some more of your phone calls. And I'll be honest, not really many of you sticking to the topics this week. Have a listen. Line seven, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hi, it's Chris from Reading.
Hello, Chris from Reading. What can I do for you?
Hi. I just read your topics, and I want to vote Michael Jackson for the most overrated pop star ever.
I can kind of see that. It would be fair to say that he did have a huge influence on popular music.
Influence, I agree. Two great albums, Off the Wall and Thriller.
It is two great albums, and the rest are mediocre at best.
I mean, they put Bad out as a single. It got that bad. But when did people start buying into the name rather than the music? And that's the point. And it goes for all people, great pop stars, that they do reach a point where the name becomes something people buy into and they can release anything. So I think Michael Jackson is definitely up there.
Okay, listen, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to line six. Line six, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Ian, how you doing? It's Sean.
Sean, is there any chance of getting your mouth near the microphone?
Yeah, yeah, 1 minute. Give me 1 minute.
That's much, much worse.
Is it? Well, I'm losing my voice.
Use your voice. Go on, brother. What can I do for you?
Well, what's the topic? So I wanted to just tell you a story, really.
Go on, then.
Okay. It was about a nutter that right. I met.
Yeah.
Okay. So I went to a club. This club's called Terminals.
Right.
It's one of these clubs where you leave really early in the morning.
In Farringdon?
In Farringdon, that's
right.
I
have left there very early in the morning myself, many, many years ago, yes.
Good man, yeah, same here. So I met this Swedish girl. Her name was Ida.
Okay.
And afterwards, we arranged to go to a cafe. It's called Tinseltown, which is just up the road.
Okay, you're giving us a real spice of the area here with the name.
Yeah.
Let's just hope there's nothing litigious.
Her mobile phone died, so we're having a chat, and I wrote my number down on a piece of paper and gave it to her.
Yeah, okay.
We left. We're at the tube station. She said, do you want to go back to mine? So I said, yeah, I'll go back to her.
For sexual intercourse?
Yeah, that was on the card,
that
yeah.
Was on the card.
I was hoping for,
sex
yeah,
cards.
I sort of blessed myself before.
Yeah.
So we got to her house. It was in Turnpike Lane. It was really weird. I mean, you're in a sort of bad state of mind when you left that club.
Okay, I understand, yes. It was from going from a very warm place to a very cold place. It shocks the system. I know exactly what you're saying.
Exactly,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yes. On the way to the place, she said to me, do you ever talk to yourself when you're wrecked? And I said, no, I don't really, I've never done that.
Right.
So that sort of raised an alarm bell in my head.
Yes.
We got to our place, and this place was very weird. It had rooms everywhere.
Well, it's a house.
The
houses do have rooms everywhere. I mean, I'm in a recording studio, but my house at home has rooms everywhere. Literally everywhere in our house, there are rooms.
They've got rooms, Ian. A lot of rooms. More than your usual.
Okay.
This is when the weird stuff started happening. I got into the living room, and there was pornos everywhere, like tapes, videotapes, VHSs.
Wow.
All across the floor.
Okay, be careful. There are young people listening to this, so be careful, but carry on, yes.
Okay. So.
Yes.
I sit down and go, what's with all this? She said, oh, the guys are disgusting that I live with, blah, blah, blah. So I look at my feet and there's a white carrier bag and it is full to the brim of female genital areas from jazz mags.
Okay, so it's from magazines. I was worried there for a second. Okay, yes, yes.
But the thing is, somebody had been cutting them...
Okay, I don't think we need to hear any more of that story. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes, it is. Who's this calling, please?
Hello, good evening. This is Hugo Peters. Bon vivant, raconteur, homme de monde, writer.
God. Yes.
Boogaloo music aficionado, some may say, the Ernest Hemingway of the 20s.
Yes.
Good evening.
Good evening to you, sir.
I used to phone your show.
I vaguely remember the name, yes.
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 I used to phone it anyway. I'm phoning you up about a legal matter.
Right.
I don't know whether you're aware, or you must have been aware at some point, of legal proceedings between myself, Hugo Peters, Bon Vivant, raconteur, etc.,
yes.
And my publisher, Mr. Patrick Thrush.
I was unaware that there were any legal wranglings taking place.
Well, may I read you an email which you sent to Patrick?
Please do.
On the 25th of the 2nd, 2009.
Yes.
Hello, Patrick. My name is Ian Lee.
That is my name.
I used to present Channel 4's hit thrice weekly comedy springboard, the 11 o'clock show.
Yes, true, I did, yes.
Hit breakfast show Rise, amongst others.
Yes.
In recent years, I have made the decision to cut down on my TV work and concentrate on my first passion, radio.
Did I write that? That's yeah. And I've currently decided to cut down on my first passion, radio, and concentrate on the internet. But yes, carry on, Hugo.
Anyways, my radio show has recently been blighted by the addition of one Hugo Peters as a caller. That is me.
Yes.
I suspect he's some sort of sex criminal. It says that here in the emails I have.
I remember writing this email. Yes, carry on.
I just thought I should tell you, he has been bad-mouthing you via the internet and urging people to send you emails. I've always been a big fan of Thrush Publishing, especially your series of self-help books penned by Bobby Devereaux, lookalikes. All the best, Ian Lee. Now, this email has come into my possession.
Okay, yes.
And I am not happy in particular,
yes,
with the words.
Sex criminal, is it those words?
Sex criminal, those, exactly. I'm not happy with that.
Okay.
Now, I realise you're on some kind of internet station now.
Yes. Well, it's a podcast, and it's my choice to be doing it. But, yes.
Yes. Well, even so,
yes.
I am very...
Oh, Hugo, we seem to have lost you. That's a real shame. Do try and call back. Line 5, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
It's Tyler!
You're excited, aren't you?
Very.
Aren't we all? What can I do for you, young lady?
Can I have a party, please?
Yeah, go on. You ready?
Yep.
You're going to count us in. I'll count us in. 3, 2, 1. Okay, hang on, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Praddy. Are you going to join in? Oh, God, for goodness sakes. Awful. Awful effort. Line 5, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
It's Tyler again. You cut me up, lad.
Yeah, I did. So, yes, we are talking about overrated dead rock stars, and I think we'd all agree that Jim Morrison is way up there as one of the worst. James Corden, hero or villain, I'm coming round to liking the lad. I felt sorry for him after the whole Adele debacle. And the most, we are also discussing, if you want to, the most fun you can have naked without having sex. Line 5, you're live on the wireless. Yeah, let's go to line 3. 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Oh, hello. This is Ryan. Hello.
Hello, Ryan. What can I do for you?
Oh, hello. Well, I'm just... Well, I got a little tip-off from an avid listener of yours. You were doing a little Skype show.
We're recording a little phone-in for the Pocket Radio Show, which has been number one in the iTunes charts. It's not anymore, but it has been.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sure it'll regain its former glory. It'd be very nice if it did.
Yeah, it would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes, it would be.
Yes, we're asking, what's the most fun you can have naked without having sex?
Curveball. Oh, yes, well, it should be quite by surprise.
Yes.
I'm going to be serious. I mean, most fun you could have without your clothes on. I suppose you could go on a slip and slide like the American.
You could go on a slip and slide. That would be wicked fun, wouldn't it?
You know what I'm talking about—the little plastic sheet you put down, and you spray a hose on it, and you just dive on, you slide along to your heart's content.
Until you hit the garden, then that's always a little bit unpleasant, isn't it?
So you'd need maybe two or three, maybe
extended,
a big circle of them.
Yes,
so you'd probably just slide forever, be very nice.
Ryan, I'm going to try and take another call at the same time as yours, so bear with me a second. Hello, who's that?
Hi, it's Chris in Reading.
Chris, I'm going to try and connect you up with another call. Hang on one second. I'm not quite sure. Oh, look, the phones are going a little bit mental at the moment. I'm going to try and connect you up here. Ryan, are you there?
Oh, yes, I'm still here.
Chris, you've disappeared. Hang on a second. How do I add... Hang on a minute. Well, I'll cut this bit out, don't worry. This is the beauty of doing it pre-recorded. Ryan, are you there?
Yes.
Noel, are you there?
Come on, Noel.
Noel, I know you're there. Okay, who's there?
Oh, we're back in the room. here we go.
Hang on. So, Noel, who's there? Who's that?
It's Chris.
Chris, right, hang on. Oh, Christ, go away, everyone. Right, hang on. Noel, I'm going to hang up on you. Ryan, you're there.
Yes.
Okay, well, that whole bit will get cut out, Ryan. What would you like to end on?
You should leave it in, because it's actually quite fun.
Okay, let's go to line 3, you're live on the... I nearly said it again. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Yeah, live on the internet. Is this the number one podcast?
It was number one for 3 days. We're number 3, but yes.
Oh, we'll get back there.
Yeah.
I'm calling about one of your prime topics tonight.
Go on.
The Corden one.
Oh, yeah, James Corden, hero or villain? What do you reckon?
Neither. I don't care. He shouldn't. He's not a celebrity. He shouldn't be on TV.
Well, he is a celebrity in that he's quite famous and people know who he is.
Yeah, but he shouldn't be. He's a bad role model. Fat people should not be allowed on TV. They should not be celebrities.
No, I don't think we can say that, even on the internet. I disagree with that totally. Let's try line 6. You're live on the internet. Who's this?
Brady.
Competition at all.
Let's go to line 6. 6, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Oh, hello, I'm back.
Oh, for God's sakes. Line 5, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
I think I got cut off. I was talking about James Corden.
Oh, yes, you did. Line 6, you're live on the internet. I keep doing it. Who's this?
Ian, I got on the bus the other day.
Yeah?
And the bus driver went the wrong way.
Really?
Yeah.
How far wrong did he go?
Like, he just took the wrong turn and, like, some bloke started screaming at him.
I don't know if that's ever happened before.
Yeah, it happened to me. I was like, what?
Actually, do you know what has happened? I've got a friend called Captain. Mm-hmm. That's his name, the Captain. And he was a bus driver for a week.
Yeah.
And on his third journey, mm-hmm. he took a wrong turning and he got lost. And he apologised. He said to everyone, I'm really sorry. This is only, like, the third time I've driven this bus. I'll get us back on, you know, on route. Yeah. And he couldn't get them back on route. You can't do a U-turn in a street on a bus. Yeah. So he was trying to find somewhere he could turn around and get back. And he ended up getting into narrower and narrower streets until he got to a point where he said, I'm really sorry, I can't drive this bus anymore. You're all going to have to get off.
Oh, dear.
And they did. They were all very nice about it, apparently. I'd have been furious, but they were all very nice about it.
What are the topics?
Well, how old are you, young man?
13.
Okay, there's two topics I can do with you.
Oh, hang on. Wait, I know the other one.
Okay. Overrated dead rock stars.
Ooh. Kurt Cobain.
There we go. I mean, seriously, there was... he did one good song and the rest of it were tosh.
Mm.
And James Corden, hero or villain?
What, Tubbsy?
There we go. Speaking of Tubbsy, line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
It's Gary from Catford.
Gafford,
yes.
The Gafford Gap, yes.
The Gap from the Gap. The overrated rock stars.
Yes.
The dead ones.
Thank you.
Jeff Buckley.
Why?
Well, because people... one album, very good,
excellent,
yes.
But yeah, an excellent album.
But people sort of raise him up and go, oh, you know, brilliant, and what he could have done, and...
He sings like that, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. A bit like a girl. And,
like a girl. I like girls.
They're nice. Yeah. But just don't think he's as good as perhaps everyone says he is.
He's better than his dad. His dad was rubbish.
His dad was pretty pony, but his dad was like a poet, really, wasn't he? Or folk singer type.
Well, yeah, he was a singer.
But not like a good one.
Well, no, exactly. But that's what I said.
Has anybody said Kurt Cobain yet?
Everybody.
Well, can I have their Skype numbers, please?
Why?
I want to ring them up and give them some abuse that they deserve.
No, he's rubbish.
No, he's not. So, can you get the Skype numbers now, please?
You know the pop song he sang?
Which one?
The one that was a hit that I used to dance to at a disco in my college. The pop one. I don't know what he's saying. Is he saying, here we are now, entertainers?
Here we are now, entertainers. And I believe
entertain
there's something...
Entertain us or entertainers? Because that's the lyrics from It Ain't Our Pop Mum.
I think he was very much inspired by the works of
Lovely Boy
and
Lovely Boy Cut
and Windsor Davis. I believe often.
Okay, let me try this. Gatford, say hello to Ryan.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello.
There we go. We've managed to Ryan. I've managed to put you up with another caller. Unfortunately, it's only Gatford, but never mind. Beggars can't.
Oh, this is very nice. Nice to meet you.
Anyways, beggars can be choosers. They can choose where they beg.
That's right. Corners outside of Greg's, something like that.
Yeah. Under a bridge. Have you seen Greg's these days, Gatford? I bet you have. They've got, they're like little restaurants now, aren't they?
They do. They serve various soups and coffees.
But there's a seated area where you can sit down.
When I've been into them, I've been asked if I'd like to sit in, and I always slightly smirk at the seller and go, are you kidding?
In the Greggs where I live, I mean, it would have been very nice if we could have had somewhere to sit down, enjoy our...
You live
£3 cheaper. Don't be silly. But in my local town. But it would have been nice to sit down and enjoy my £2 for £3 sausage rolls.
Listen, I'm not being funny, guys. This kind of tosh would have been fine on LBC, and it would certainly have sat well in Absolute Radio. But is a number one, now number three, but he was number one podcast for 3 days, and I just don't think that the quality of this conversation is good enough.
Comedy podcast, was it, Ian, or was it, you know?
It was number it was number one in the podcast charts.
Ah, yes. But it can still be funny at the same time.
Yes. Let's go to line six. Line six, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Oh, yes, this is Mr. Stabby.
Yes, Mr. Stabby.
I called last week from the pub. You might remember me.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you know why I'm calling?
Is it to apologise?
It might be because you cut me out of the podcast.
Oh, I did cut you out of the podcast. But just because we couldn't hear what was being said, I thought, I can't be bothered. I was listening to this rubbish.
You cut out the best bit.
Which was?
Well, me.
Okay, well, give us something really good this week that will guarantee you'll stay in the podcast.
Oh, what, so I've got to earn my place in the podcast? Do
everyone has to earn their place. This is
Jesus, you've put me on the spot. I was literally just phoning up to complain.
Line six, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hi there, this is Ben in Crewcan.
Hello, Ben, what can I do for you?
Yeah, well, I'm just calling up about the overrated rock stars. Yeah, not sure you're going to like me, but I was thinking about Jim Morrison from The Doors.
Listen, no, well, you're not the first person to suggest Jim Morrison, and I'm applauding you and patting you on the back and buying you and your friends a round of drinks. He's awful.
A round of drinks, you say? That's lovely.
It would not literally, but I...
No, of course, no, that's fine,
metaphorical bar, and you, and I'll even...
That's fine, mate, yeah, no, I think The Doors they're really good, but everyone just sort of harps on about how badass they were with, like, Break On Through, but they never really sort of seem to remember the dumb sort of, hello, I love you, won't you tell me your name?
Well, that's a rip-off of the Kinks, that is.
Well, yeah, but they did a bad job of it.
I've never heard The Doors described as badass.
You don't think Break On Through is a badass song?
I wouldn't use the adjective badass to describe Break On Through. I mean, it's good. You know the D destroys.
That's a killer riff, though, don't you think?
Oh, it's a great riff. But it's not a badass. Yeah, go on. It's a badass song.
It's a badass song, yeah.
What do you think about Elvis Presley?
You know what? I love Elvis. I think if it wasn't for Elvis Presley, we wouldn't have modern rock and roll as we have it today. John Lennon sort of credits Elvis Presley as the reason why he got into rock, why he got into music. So if we didn't have Elvis Presley, we wouldn't have the Beatles. We wouldn't have.
You always get these rockers go, oh yeah. The moment I heard Heartbreak Hotel. That's a terrible song. I mean, that's an awful song. Listen, I'm going to move on because we've got loads of calls. Thank you for calling, brother.
All right, cheers, mate.
Ta-ta, there we go. Line three, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
It's Lisa.
Hello, Lisa. What can I do for you?
You called me.
Yeah, no, I called you because you called me and you said that you couldn't call me, so I called you.
I couldn't call you on my regular line because I'm in Turkey.
Don't show off about being in a foreign country. I'm in a...
There's nothing great about being in Ankara, Turkey.
I'm in a posh recording studio in Soho.
See, I'd much rather be there.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I'm not at home. And can I just say, for everybody on the internet who says, Ian recorded this awful-sounding podcast in his bedroom, I'm not in my house. I'm in a recording studio.
How's that possible? It's there's something on Twitter about a crying baby.
Oh, I'm sorry, we just lost you there. I don't know what... Line six, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Bombs!
Well, that's rude, isn't it? That's the problem with the internet. Hello, Line 6. You're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Oh, hello, Ian. My name is Pepsi Cola Con. We used to be friends.
Yes, I did used to be friends with a gentleman called Pepsi Cola Con, and it's lovely to speak to you again.
How are you, friend? How are you?
I'm excellent, thank you very much. All the better for speaking to someone I've not spoken to for 20 years.
Well, can you furnish my memory, please, and tell me the story? Hey, tell me the story of your last night in Pakistan, please.
Why do you want that to hear that story?
Because it's a bloody funny story. Bloody funny.
Okay, this is a true story. I was in Pakistan for 3 months, 14 years ago, working with Christopher Lee. And I was the only person on the crew that didn't get an upset stomach at any point during the run. And then the day before we were going to fly back, I was nervous about flying. It was a long flight, and some you could buy Valium there. So someone had bought some Valium and gave me some Valium for the flight. And I took one the night before to sleep because I was quite nervous. But I had an upset stomach that night. And when I woke up in the morning, I had messed the bed.
I can honestly say I am 27 years old and I have never pooed the bed once.
Okay, thank you very much. If you want to take part in the phoning point at any time, follow me at Ian Lee on Twitter or visit facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial. And I will tell you when I'll be recording these. The number is 020-3286-1483, 020-3286-1483, or you can Skype Pocket Radio Show. And I think we're getting there. There were topics that were up for debate this evening. It turns out that most of you just wanted to phone up and talk nonsense. That's absolutely fine as well. Absolutely fine as well. Line 3, you're live on the internet. Who's this, please?
Hello, it's Bernie.
What have you got for us tonight? And I'll tell you now, Bernie, every call we've had this evening has been, if this were on the radio, it would have won me at least a bronze in the Sony Radio Award. So you could be the last call of the show. You've got a lot to live up to. What have you got for me?
I'm going to tell you about my hamster. My hamster runs on the outside of the wheel.
Well, hang on.
How about that?
Okay, hang on a second. Initially, I was like, that sounds rubbish. Now I'm thinking that sounds like bullshit. It runs on the outside of the wheel.
Yes, it runs on the... In fact, it's just about to do it now. He's right in front of me. Well, he's going to run on the outside of the wheel.
Okay, I only have your word that this is what actually happens.
Shall I tweet a picture of him running on the outside of the wheel?
I want you to send me a picture to my email, ian@ianlee.com.
Okay.
And I will post this with this podcast next week.
Okay.
You going to do it?
I'm going to do it.
Thank you very much for calling. And let's go to line 6. Line 6, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Ian, how you doing? I'm going to behave myself and I'll tell you a clean story.
Okay.
Okay, so don't cut me off, it's going to be clean.
Oh, we're out of time. Can you call next week?
What?
Well, that's pretty much a lot. Thank you, everyone, who took part in the show today by tweeting, emailing, phoning in. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at Ian Lee, IAINLEE, facebook.com/IanLeeOfficial, and keep checking out IanLee.com. A few thanks. Thanks, of course, to balconyshirts.co.uk. Don't forget they're 20% off if you use the promo code POCKETRADIO. Also, thank you to the Positive Internet Company for putting this online. The team at www.gak.co.uk who lent me this fantastic sound equipment and also sold me an excellent guitar last year. They're a superb website. Andy White is the pod doctor and he has been putting up with my ridiculous and quite tedious emails. You can follow him at Dr. Pod. And thank you to all of the artists who've let me use their music. They've been very kind and let me use it. That's Plastic Soul. The theme tune is by Chihuahua, who are in Canada and are mental. Incidental Fusion, Michael Mucklow, Al Philip and the Woo Team, Blaze Lindner. And if I've missed anybody out, please send me an email and I'll, of course, mention you in the next podcast. Finally, we're going to end, as we always do, with your audio boos. And you can send these to me anytime you want. They can be as bizarre, as mundane, as weird as you want. audioboo.fm/IanLee. Until the next show, ta-ta.
What are you doing? Where did you get them? Really?
Yeah.
Is there a bald peacock somewhere?
Yeah.
Peacock with no tail? That's very strange. How much?
$2.
Okay. It's very unusual.
Ian, it's your career. Where have you been? You're not open a supermarket. Hang on. Look.
Jackie Shroff is a bad man.
Just watched Hellboy 1, and it was utter rubbish. So I'm going to watch Hellboy 2. Why the hell not?
I have a headache. There's a helicopter. And there's a fella hammering. And I've had it. Let me tell you something, H is really ruining my day.
Louise, it's Ian.
Ian, I'm so excited to be on your podcast. Well, I've got so many ideas that I thought that we could do.
Okay.
Maybe, well, no. What I thought about, if we start I'm off, that maybe
Louise, let me
you
stop
can
you
have
there.
Me coming in.
Yeah, let me stop you there.
Yeah.
We haven't got time for you this week.
What?
This week's kind of full. So I was thinking maybe we could try and squeeze you in episode 3. Is that all right?
I've got loads of ideas.
Yeah, just a bit busy. Next week?
I was really looking forward to it.
I've got a dash.
Oh, okay. All right then, maybe next week then.
Bye.
Yep. Bye.
Well, this bonus bit really has gone off to a cracking start. You join me 20 minutes into trying to... The problem I have is every time... Ah, here's Christopher. Hello, Christopher.
Yo.
I'm just... you've become urban. I'm just explaining to the listener of this bonus the material of episode 2, of which you are now officially part of it, the problem I have is whenever I record the phone calls, I always forget that I've dicked around with the settings on the computer. And so assume it's ready to go, and I spend the few minutes before I start recording desperately panicking and wondering why I can't record Skype, and I've just had that again for 20 minutes there. I've no idea why. Anyway, well, I do have an idea why. Yes, go on.
You're not going to leave that in the podcast, what you just explained to me, are you?
That's it. This is a bonus feature. This is behind. This is like director's commentary.
But a bonus feature.
Wow, you've become urban and cynical.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Wow.
It's because I've just woken up, you see.
You've just taken a little bit of heroin by the sounds of it.
I'm still in bed.
Hey.
I had some weird dreams, and now I'm awake.
I had a weird dream that I was in front of Van Morrison. It's true. I was in front of Van Morrison.
Really?
Yeah, I was.
Is this another of your celebrities you've taken next to?
I never have. Him, and I wasn't next to him in the dream. I was in front of him, and I was guitar in front of him. But I really wanted to finish the that I could dance to him to his song, because there was a chance he might play a few more songs if people were dancing. But then I was supposed to be singing after him, and I was thinking, how the hell am I going to follow Van Morrison?
Yeah.
What?
Any topics on the bonus?
No.
So it's just that it's a bonus podcast. Well, to be honest,
no. Let me stop you there. No, it's not a bonus podcast. This is going to be the bonus material at the end of episode 2 of the Pocket Radio. So the episode 2's been out. It's now been withdrawn. And it will go out again with this as bonus material. And
so this is like time travelling?
In some ways, yes. In every way, no, not at all.
So hang on, when was episode 2 recorded?
It's revisionism.
Yeah, when was it recorded?
I haven't got a clue. February?
February? what was happening in February?
Yeah, but you don't have to talk about what was happening in February. We can say it's May now.
I'm going to sound really clever now. Hey, everyone, in May, that famous hairdresser bloke's going to pass away.
No, but we're recording this in May. He died yesterday.
And that annoying bloke that looks like Ian is still on The Apprentice.
No, I know. But he doesn't look anything like me. That bloke looks nothing like me.
I know, but everyone says he is. He's a bit of a dick, actually.
Well, he's a massive dick. But I don't know why you brought that up and while we're talking about me. Everyone on Twitter, every time I search my name on Twitter, and I do search my name on Twitter, and people say that it's arrogant or idiots, because it's not.
It's an exercise of self-improvement.
Of course it is. And there's all these people saying, oh, that guy looks like, who's that, Ian Lee? Fat Ian Lee, what's he doing? He doesn't look anything like me. Yes, we both have eyes and a mouth. And that's it.
And a nose. Okay. No, you don't look like him, it's true, but everyone says you do.
I had an argument with a guy on Twitter yesterday, because there was people saying rude things about me and my wife on Twitter, whatever. And I said, I'm going to block people. And this guy wrote back saying, so blocking people is a threat, is it? You're not funny, you're a dick. And I thought that
was
a little
rude.
That's Twitter for you. So I tweeted back, I retweeted him and saying, who is this tit? He then accused me of calling him a twat. I didn't, I called him a tit.
Well, then he can't read, can he?
No, he can't, and he works at Oxford University, and he's like a website designer, and his website's rubbish. It's rubbish. If I was a website designer and my website was looked like that, I would hang my head in shame.
Yeah.
So I blocked him, and then I keep unblocking him to see what he's written about me.
I had my last class ever 2 days ago. I'm really excited, because my life, I can finally take hold of it and make it what I want.
You can take hold of your wife?
Yeah.
Wow. So what are you... Okay, this is an exciting moment in your development. And what are you going to... How are you going to take hold of it, and what are you going to do with it?
Well, so far, the plan was to move back with my parents from job in Bromley. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to stay in Brighton if I possibly can and find a job here. It's all very difficult. So I don't. It's not that exciting, actually. I said it was.
No, it
and,
isn't. And
it was very disappointing
very
in the end.
Disappointing in the end, yes. Yeah.
But, you know, 11 o'clock on, what is it, Thursday morning.
Exactly.
What else are you going to talk about?
Watched
you know?
The mental episode. Did you watch Kyle this morning?
No, I didn't watch that shit.
Oh, well, it is awful, but it was very, very good today.
Really,
really, really good. A lot of there was a girl who was worried she might have cancer. That wasn't quite so exciting, if I'm honest. I turned the sound down when I missed the results, because my wife phoned up and I didn't want her to know that I was watching Kyle. So I missed the results, but the rest of it was cracking, absolutely cracking.
No, you need to watch something else. I'm watching season 6 of 24 at the moment. Oh, and I saw the end of Lost, and it was just as crap as everyone said it was.
Well, it was. The build-up is so good, but did you watch the whole series? Or everything?
Yeah, everything.
Series 5 is the best series, but also the worst series. It's
yeah,
the best because it's time
that.
Travel, but then it's the worst when you realise, actually, it's pointless. They achieved nothing by going back in time.
Yeah, exactly. And I wish they'd made more of the story of Jacob and the guy in and the man in black.
Well, I wish that in some ways they'd made less of it. But there's some awful bits in season 6, including the bit when the man in black gets knocked on the head and motorboards down the river.
Yeah.
That was awful. The whole golden light thing, I just thought. And then the church at the end where it's all different religions. Oh, and you've been dead for hundreds of years. And for God's sakes.
I was hoping the man in black would be some sort of reference to aliens. Because you know about the whole men in black theory, right?
Yeah. Well, yes. What, the film?
Well, no, because the film is based on like a whole thing where people who have reported that they've been abducted by aliens or seen aliens get visited by men dressed in black suits.
Right.
And they're not sure if they're aliens themselves or people from the government trying to hide it. Oh. Men in Black theory has been going for years and years.
I stopped listening to that halfway through because I think I've just found a way to rip DVDs, legal DVDs, and burn them legally. I've just ripped a DVD legally, and I'm now inserting a blank disc to try and burn a copy of it legally.
Handbrake.
Toast.
Butter.
Marmalade. Lovely.
Bitter.
Lager.
Stout.
Guinness.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
Good.
Bad.
Schlecht.
No, you can't start doing it in German.
Oh.
You can't. No, of course you can't start doing it. Did they ever burst into German on the Wide Awake Club and mallet's mallet? No, of course they didn't. Because they would have totally got a whack over the head with the mallet. And I'm sure.
I want to see that episode.
I'm sure when he's explaining the rules really, really fast, at one point he says you can't speak in German. I'm sure he throws that in there. So, no, sir, I'm not having that at all.
I really want to see that episode where they start shouting in German.
Oh, man, those were the days. Those were the days. You couldn't do it these days. Political correctness gone wrong. No, what is it? Political madness gone wrong or correct?
I was in Liechtenstein, the most boring country in the entire world.
Wow.
And they was in the tourist shop, they were selling like stamp collection things where you can buy like vintage stamps on like a plate or something. I don't know.
I have to say this boring country is inspiring the most boring sentence in the world, but carry on.
And amongst the stamps that you could buy, they had a collection of stamps from Hitler times in Germany.
Hitler times in Germany.
And they had pictures of Hitler's face on them. Yeah. And I was surprised by this.
Well, we have pictures of the Queen and sometimes the Beatles on our stamps. We've been joined, Christopher. Who's joined us?
It's Jay, bruv.
Jay, bruv. Say hello to Christopher, bruv.
Chris, how you doing, man? You cool?
I'm cool, bruv.
Excellent.
Yeah, but the thing is, the people, this bonus bit, people will have to pay for. They will have paid money to be listening to your conversations.
About Hitler stamps.
About Hitler stamps and the Hitler times in Germany.
But the thing about Hitler stamps was, I said to my American friend, goodness, you couldn't sell those in Germany, because if you tried to sell those in Germany, yeah, somebody would take you away and gas you.
Well, they wouldn't gas you, but no, it is illegal to sell Nazi memorabilia, isn't it?
I believe so, yeah.
But would a Hitler stamp be counted as Nazi memorabilia?
I don't know.
That's probably worth big bucks, man. Big bucks.
Probably worth huge bucks.
Yeah, there's all sorts of idiots in America, like weirdos and things. They'll pay big money for that sort of thing.
Were there people in front of you, Christopher, buying like 200 Hitler stamps before there was an increase in their price?
No.
Okay.
No, they were just there, and just there. Amongst okay. Toblerone and chocolate soldiers and Swiss Army knives.
Jay, bruv, what can you bring to this party?
Well, I don't know about no Hitler stamps. I'm sort of unaware of what you're talking about, like topics.
There are no topics. This is bonus material. It's just a relaxed conversation. I'll ask you, Jay, bruv, did you watch Jeremy Kyle today? Hello? Jay?
See, there you go. Alien interference.
The man in black. So are you saying that Johnny Cash was an alien?
No. But the Stranglers, they made a whole album called The Gospel According to the Men in Black.
Yeah, but they were also really, really overrated.
And it's like a whole thing about how the stories in the Bible could possibly have been aliens coming to Earth rather than what people said they were.
Jesus. When are they going to get back together with Hugh Cornwall driving a bus off the edge of a cliff? That's what I want to know. I surprised myself with the end of that sentence. I didn't know I was going to say that.
No, they're good, though. Their newest album is the best album they've made in 20 years.
I've got to phone up Andy Partridge this week, and I'm scared.
Why?
Why have I got to phone him, or why am I scared?
Both.
Tinnitus.
Oh, yeah.
I've got tinnitus, and I emailed him, because I know he's got tinnitus, and he said, yeah, I can't talk to you now, because
I've got tinnitus.
Okay, but I'm more important. He was writing songs with Miles Kane. Is that a man?
Yep.
Is he a good man?
I don't know. I actually don't know.
And he said, I will give me your phone number and I'll call you when I've finished writing songs with Miles Kane. And then I said, oh, I'm going away on holiday. This bit of the story is superfluous. And he's anyway, I've got to phone him this week to talk about tinnitus, but I'm scared to because he's Andy Partridge.
Yeah.
And we never really quite became the friends that I was hoping we would become.
Do you exercise a lot?
No.
Because apparently that helps. Bullshit. Ever since I started jogging, it's helped.
No, exercising does not get rid of... How is...
Because it can be... Because tinnitus ears? Can be stress-related.
No, it can't. It's ear-related. My ears aren't stressed.
When I'm the most stressed because I've got exams or whatever, it's the tinnitus keeps me awake at night.
You are so full of bullshine.
No, it's true.
Hey, do you want to do a video call?
A video call? What? Hello?
Can you see me?
Hang on. No, hang on. Let me see if I can...
I'm videoing. I'm
video... Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. No, I've just muted myself. Earpiece.
Who are those children
The answer
in the background?
Is no, I can't.
Who are those children in the background?
I live next door to a school, which is extremely annoying.
Oh, come on, man. The sound of children... Oh, hang on. Where are you? Where have you gone? You there? Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Yes. The sound of children playing is one of the nicest sounds in the world.
No, it's not. Not when you're a student and you don't want to get out of bed until, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh,
it's not the most sound
in
the world.
Throw your Rizzlers into the bin because you ain't got time for none of that no more because you've got to go out and get a job.
Yeah, that's true.
I need a job as well. I need a job.
Yeah, that's true.
I do need a job.
You're like me. You need a job.
I'm like you in that I need a job, but I'm like you in no other way whatsoever.
You like XTC?
Yeah, you got me there on a technicality. Although, do you know what? I've gone off the beach, boys.
Yeah, fair enough.
Well, Christopher, I'm going to say goodbye.
Bye.
There we go. Christopher. Oh, look, someone else is calling in. Hello, yes?
Yeah, it's Catford.
What do you want?
Well, I've taken time out of my busy social schedule to call you.
What would you be
during
doing
the middle of the day?
What would you be doing at 11:15 on a Thursday morning? What pulled you away from? Seriously,
I'm actually supposed to be working. I'm eating into my lunch hour for half an hour.
Oh, hang on a minute. So what you're saying? You're extending your lunch hour to eat more food?
No, I'm doing the opposite. I'm taking time out of my lunch. Yeah. Talk to you, so therefore I'll be eating less food during my lunch appointed
so
time.
In that respect, I'm like the NHS.
Good point. Yeah.
So I'll have £50, please.
No, it's paid for by my national insurance contributions. Get it from the government and the like.
Yeah, but this gastric banding is not covered in your area.
Do you know what? That's ironic that you mentioned that. I actually might be having that.
Are you going to go for the gastric banding?
I'm thinking about it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Of course.
Walk more, eat less. I know it's not as simple as that. I know it's not as simple
as that. I have a medical condition. I'm not using it as an excuse.
Whoa. Medical condition. Okay, let's not get into it.
Yeah,
I don't mind.
It's something I'm looking into, and I'm a little bit scared.
I bet you are. Of course you are. Because they cut open your gut and they band your gastric.
Well, no, and also the other thing that they can do is they apparently can put a balloon in, which is less evasive.
It's like we have a balloon up our chimney to stop the cold air getting in. That's what they're going to do to your... They put it up your anus and one in your penis.
Oh, that's why I'm scared.
They inflate a balloon in your penis.
Can you come with me and hold my hand?
I'll hold your penis. They have to blow up your penis to inflate it so they can put a balloon up there.
Oh, I want all the drugs, please.
Oh, man. No, I bet it is terrifying. So when is that actually happening, or are you going...
Well, no, I've got to go and have an appointment to discuss it and stuff.
Okay, I'll let you into a secret. I have to go for a lumbar puncture.
Oh, yeah. They do that on, like, house and stuff.
It's like... And do you know what it's called in America?
Lumbar... I forgot them. Please tell me.
A spinal tap.
Yeah.
I'm having a spinal tap. And what they do is they inject into your spine and they take fluid from your spine.
Oh, God.
What? 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 Where are they?
What is it in your spine that's going to tell you what they can't do by, like, you know, an x-ray or something?
Like, spine fluid is in there, Gaffer. They're going to get my spine fluid. I'm worried they're going to sell it on eBay.
Ian Lee's spinal fluid.
They could make another five memes. This is how OJ Borg and Ralph Little were created, by my spine fluid.
Who's OJ Borg?
Exactly. He's the buff version of me that hosts the National Lottery. He's sometimes on Radio 2. Basically, he's stolen my career by being buffer than me.
Well, if I could suggest more walking, less eating.
Good point. Touché, sir. Touché. Oh, Gatford, who'd have thought that after 7 years of calling me, you could actually deliver a semi-entertaining phone call?
Yes! Well, I'm not going to call you anymore, though. That's it.
Anything else?
No, not really.
Up yours. Got in there before he did. Line two, you're live on the internet. Who's this?
Hey, Scraggy, man. Hey, you banned me off of Facebook, man. I was just wondering why we're not friends anymore.
Is this Scraggy?
Yeah, this is Scraggy.
I didn't know you were American, Scraggy.
No, I'm not American. I'm just high.
Scraggy, well, listen, you and your other friend, the other gentleman, whose name escapes me.
Scruggy.
It was who?
Scrub.
Okay, I enjoyed your postings. I just thought they were a little bit too. How have you got access to a telephone?
Oh well, there's a charity out there called Homeless Hobo Charity website, and they give you laptops and phones and things.
Okay, I just was concerned that you were perhaps taking up too much of the timeline and posting maybe a little too frequently. So those two things combined encouraged me to block you. He's gone there. I do apologise for the indoor language. Yes, line two, you're live on the internet.
Hello, it's Scraggy again.
Hey, Scraggy, what happened there? I guess maybe we got disconnected.
Yeah, sorry, my CMP ran out on the meter, man. I just put another dime in.
Okay. So you're saying you're not American, but you're speaking with an American accent, and you've mentioned West Side, hobos, and dimes, all of which are American.
Man, I watch a lot of American movies, man.
Oh, well, I like American movies. What's your favourite American movie?
I like Forrest Gump.
Do you know what? I watched that recently. It's not that good.
What are you trying to say? You say I got bad taste, man?
No, I'm just saying that I don't think Forrest Gump stands the test of time.
Hey, come on. First you say I think you're shit, then you say I've got bad taste in films, man.
I'm not saying you've got a bad taste in films.
Come on, would you want to be your friend?
I'm not saying you've got a bad taste in films. I'm just... Hey, I've been sent a press release about a film that's coming out. Now, this sounds brilliant, right? This is the title of the film. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
Well, Abraham Lincoln, hobo hunter, that'd be...
Oh, dear. Right, well, what can I do for you?
Well, really, we just want to come on here and apologise and just say we want to be your friends again.
Okay, well, shall I unblock you on Facebook?
Well, that would be real kind, and we promise we'll calm down. Maybe just one post a day.
Well, you could do... Just be careful. Hang on, C-band users... So, Scruffy Tanner and Scraggy Longbottom, which one are you?
My name's Scraggy Longbottom. I changed my name because I found out my dad was a bum.
Okay, well, I'll unban you.
Oh, thank you.
But I'll leave Scruffy banned until he calls me up himself, okay?
Okay, I'll see if I can get hold of him and get him to ring you, man.
That would be great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate the call.
Okay, that's all to you, Mr. Lee.
And to you, Mr. Lockbottom.
See you around. Bye.
Aha. Yes, sir.
Good morning, Ian. Keith here.
I had the volume turned down.
Oh, man.
That was the problem.
Is it working now?
It's working. It's working. We've got 22 minutes of I won't say gold. I'll say bronze.
So, expectations low for me then? Nothing to live up to?
Always low for you, Keith. Always low.
Yeah, I know. I really want to do something about that. But, you know, I called you today just really to sort of compare notes on sort of being unemployed in North London.
Go on, let's have it. Now you've implied where you live, implying that you want to meet up for a coffee. That's never going to happen. Okay, I'll try it. So, okay, let's compare notes.
Well, I'm not up to much. I'm a bit bored.
Me too, yep.
Struggling to fill my days.
Yep, me too.
You know, getting up early in the morning, putting the PlayStation on, but it's just not quite filling the void.
Did you watch Kyle this morning?
No. I'm never going to stoop that low.
Man, listen, I'm doing the Kyle. I'm there. And I can do it because my family are away this week. They come back on Sunday, and geez, I'm going to have to stop watching Kyle.
Well, I've been trying to fill my days with other things, you know?
Okay, like what?
I've been trying to learn the trumpet.
Let's hear it.
Okay, because, you know, I've sort of... I want to try and, you know, revive, you know, the rotting corpse of Roy Castle.
Okay, that's a delicate way of putting it, yes. One of Britain's greatest entertainers.
He was, though, wasn't he?
He was brilliant, Roy Castle. Everyone loved Roy Castle.
I can't do the accent, but I can damn well wear a polo shirt.
Okay.
But
dedication, that's what you need.
Well, dedication... Go on.
What? What?
Dedication...
Dedication.
Dedication.
It's what you need.
If you want to be the best.
And if you want to beat the rest.
Then, ooh, ooh.
Dedication is what you need.
What do you think?
Thanks for calling, Keith.
Ciao.